We've brought Liam Smith in to try and give us a little bit of help and a little bit more competition in midfield. He's a ball-playing midfield player, very comfortable on the ball, good passing range, and hopefully he can come into the squad and add that competition and keep everybody on their toes and hopefully force his way into the team.
Is that to say he's highly thought of?
He is. He's very highly thought of. I've been watching him for the last 2 or 3 months. He's had a couple of little niggle injuries. He's been training with Newcastle's first team and almost gotten their team. But I think with the situation that Newcastle are in, it's a bit tough to put a young kid in. They've gone and bought Shelvey and a couple of other players as well. So he's just slightly gone down a pecking order again, come back to the under-21s. But let's see whether he can hit the ground running with us, and let's see whether he can contribute until the end of the season, which is great.
You've often mentioned you're looking at loan players with a view to longer term. Is this very much one of those?
Let's see how it develops. Let's see how he does. I think his contract's up at the end of the season. I'm not quite sure whether he's been offered a new one. I think he has actually with him with the first team. I'm not sure whether he's accepted that or keeping his options open at the moment. So let's see how that develops.
Is he ready to play?
Yeah, he's ready to play. He's fit, yeah.
That's good to hear. Lloyd Jones, fitness-wise, how's he doing?
Yeah, he's great. He's back in this morning, looking really good. He's played 2 games for the 21s and made a phone call to Alex and said, can we have him back, please? We need him. And he's back with us now and he's raring to go and he's got a huge big smile on his face because he was doing really well before he got injured and he enjoys being here, which is great. And he's going to add to our squad, which is excellent.
That's given you a really good option there, hasn't it? I know you've lost a couple of defenders in the last couple of games with red cards, and that is just another good option.
Yeah, it's a great option. I think the red cards have been very harsh, I think, over the two. Nobody even being near getting suspended, really, apart from Tom early on in the season. And to get 2 red cards on harsh decisions, I thought. The players have been heavily punished on that, Will as well as David. But we've got players who can play different positions and fill in. And hopefully Will will come back into the squad. And certainly Lloyd's coming back into the squad as well for Millwall.
Is the whole process a little bit flawed here, Neil? That if somebody has been given a yellow card and a referee looks at it and says, well, looking at it again, it isn't. I've made a mistake. You can't appeal it because it's a second yellow.
Well, listen, you have to take what's given to you. They are a bit harsh. I thought both of them were harsh, to be fair. I thought David's tackle, first tackle, was really good. You know, the lads tried to take him on a couple of times and fell over, and he's been booked for that, and I thought that was a little bit harsh. Will, a little bit inexperienced, I suppose, pushing the lad. He's booked the lad, and then he has to book Will, and probably didn't realise that Will was booked for a bad tackle in the first half anyway. So we'll get on with it. We have to deal with it. You have to do that. We've only had three suspensions, one with Tom missing one game, Will missing the other, and David only misses one game, so hopefully it doesn't affect us.
It's just been a difficult few weeks for David Ferguson in some ways. He was back in the team, you were happy with the way he was going, and now he's back out again.
Yeah, I thought his performance on Tuesday night was excellent. I thought he defended really well against a tricky winger who changed side second half. Hayden dealt with him first half. I think that's why he changed sides in the second half. And David's in possession of the ball was much, much better on Tuesday night, and disappointed that he's been suspended, but we adjust and we move on to the next game.
So will Jones be considered for the weekend, Neil, or is it a bit early?
Well, he's fit. He's played 2 games for under-21s and he's fit, so we'll have a look at him the next couple of days in training and see where he exactly is.